Hey, everybody, and welcome to On Call with Justin, Jack, or Danny. Ending. This time.
I'll be lucky.
This time. We're talking about time today.
Hey. No, guys.
I know, guys.
I know, guys.
It's time.
Time.
Guys, time. You publishers would understand.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, guys.
Time. I know, guys.
Time.
Time. If you understand that reference, please let us know in our Facebook group, On Call with Justin, Jack, or Danny, and Inca Podcast. Okay? That's where most of the questions that we're answering today came from. Danny, what can people expect from this episode about time?
Well, as Yoda would have said, this unexpected, you can expect time.
Oh, no.
You can expect kasabawan like that. Okay, thank you, Danny. Jaco.
You could expect that this is a great conversation and you can expect that your time will not be wasted.
You know what? I feel like we didn't even have enough time to cover this topic. Mm-hmm. We try to keep episodes to a certain length so it doesn't fatigue our listeners and we get to the meat of the topic as soon as we can and stuff. But, you know, this is such an all-encompassing topic that I feel like we should have maybe given more time to. So maybe one of these days we might be able to talk about it during the live show. I don't know. And you guys can actually join the conversation then. That'd be fun.
That's right. We might even do part two of this episode. Let's see.
Do you clamor?
We might do it on the
only time can tell.
We want the clamor.
We want the clamor.
The masses to clamor.
And also, this is the first time that we got up this early to record a podcast. We started recording at 8 a.m. So, oh my gosh, I'm aga. Good morning. Hey everybody, welcome to On Call with Justin,
Jackal,
Danny,
and Inca.
On Call with Justin, Jackal, Danny, and Inca.
Oh, it's so early. It's so early.
This
great,
is
though.
Outside of our usual recording time.
Yes. Mm-mm. Recording time.
Time.
Time. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Time.
Time.
What is time?
Who invented time, though? Lol. Ask Louis Kit Jugadora. Seriously, on our Facebook page.
Considering the question, when you think about it, is time even real? Who invented time? That's true because the concept of time was invented by man, right? Because we needed a way to measure the days. So I guess it's real. The concept of it is.
I mean, the fact that we're able to measure time makes it somewhat real, right? Like, obviously, I mean, is any of this real? Like, we could have a whole, you know, debate. Is this the Matrix? Are we living in a simulation? Yeah, I mean, you could measure time, so it is real. The question is, obviously, time existed before it was conceptualized. But like anything, we keep saying, oh, someone discovered something. No, these things existed.
Yeah.
We just figured it out.
Like gravity. Right?
So,
it's always there.
Yeah, but
put a name to it.
Like, I think the reason we're discussing time today, because it's such a malleable concept. Time, it could be so many things. And I think a leap off point that I could think of, at least for me, is that my parents' anniversary was the other day, and it was also Jacob's 10th month, right? Of existing.
Happy month day!
And
happy 10th month!
10th month, Siri. Yeah. And so, like, I had a quote that, Inks would have a better, like, it's like, today is the oldest you've ever been and the youngest you'll
you ever,
will
be. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's an Eleanor Roosevelt quote. And I wanted to post it because in my head, I'm like, oh, wow, there's so much time with Jacob, like, he's young. But then you look at your parents and obviously you're like, okay, it's different, right? The perception of time for each person when we discuss the topic is different because we're looking at it as where we are. And I think we're a good group of people to talk about it because we're in the middle. We've had enough time that we have experienced, but we still have a lot of time to experience.
Yeah, so, we're in different parts of the middle, actually, when you think about it.
Correct, exactly.
We're middle-aged, if you will.
Yeah, we're actually, you know what? We're actually supposed to be. I mean, the average lifespan of a human being is probably like 70 to 80 years old.
Yeah,
Something like that. So we would be, like, I would be literally midlife, right?
You're like midway to midlife.
Yeah.
So, Jacko, are you in the midst of a crisis yet?
No, I mean, maybe, but then I called it quarter life, and then I realize, oh,
he
man,
did
it's
buy
a midlife.
A Voltus 5 figurine.
By the way, great toy, greattoys.com. And I love crises. It's a moment wherein you're forced to reflect. Right, and it's forced to think about the concept. Some people accept it lang and like they don't know they're in that free fall of emotion, right? Like, but sometimes it's a moment wherein you can sit back and go like, all right, I'm feeling anxious, but I'm also feeling inspired. So that's where I want to kind of bring it lang na parang there's so much concept about time. There's so much ideas that we could talk about.
And I just wanted to say that another reason why I am very excited to talk about time is because all of the topics that we've covered on the podcast, like people experience every now and then, yes, but not necessarily everyone. Like not everyone's experienced failure, I guess. Not everyone's experienced falling in love, but everyone from the beginning till the end, you will be subject to time.
Correct. It's also good that we did ask our group. So we do have a Facebook group. Check it out because we do ask our questions there. Yeah, be part of the community. It's a growing community. And then we're going to make it private soon as well so we can discuss even more topics in depth. Yeah.
The group is called On Call with Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inca Podcast.
Podcast.
Okay? There's this TED Talk by Reggie Watts. He's actually a beatboxer. He basically explains time.
Oh, nice.
Are you going to share it? With every subtitles for this, then.
Wait, what?
Just listen.
Okay.
Una polomo, I faracondo, I sana concelarvance? No sé, mais des fois on peut voir, parce que les gens ici faire des choses, on peut manger. C'est for the first time. It's not so much as so little as to do with what everything is. But we feel as though there are times when a lot of us, you know what I'm saying? But like, you know what I'm saying? Because like, as a hip-hop thing, you know what I'm saying? Like,
why are we listening to this?
Rocking, you know what I'm saying? So like,
this is too early in the morning.
It's a song about...
So I guess...
What's your point?
My point here is, time is just like that. Time is so hard to explain.
We get
time is so profound that... It is in different languages. It is in different concepts. It is in different, you know,
this is
spaces,
true.
You know. But it's also just to wake everyone up.
It's 9 a.m.
in the morning.
Justin's awake. You know, the reason why we're doing morning.
For 2 minutes and 16 seconds, I was thinking to myself, ano ba yung point ni Danny dito? What are you? Tapos yun lang pala na, you know.
But that was clever. That was clever because it's true. Like time is unexplainable. It can be understood and misconstrued.
And frustrating.
And frustrating and hard to put together. And that was such a great example of what time can feel like. It's so interesting.
I imagine the first humans trying to like make sense out of time. That's basically how it started.
That's it. That's supposed to Justin.
Danny, we recorded in the morning so that Justin won't have like these kinds of outbursts and frustrations.
The whole time I could see Justin's face. He was just like, what? Like the frown on his brow was getting deeper and deeper.
I thought it was cool. Yeah. I thought it was, I love polyglots and like, I love the idea of we could learn so much given a certain amount of time.
Yeah. But like, given that, when you hear the word time, what is the first thing you think about?
So Danny, I know.
I know.
It's a song.
Exactly.
Hit it. This time I'm not gonna let
this time.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you've lived in the 90s, you have to know that song. If you don't, we cannot be friends.
I'm sorry. I really didn't actually know that song.
Unfriended.
Just
unfriended. Yeah.
No!
You didn't know that song, unfriended.
Inca, you are canceled in Danny's Facebook friend list.
For me, naman, it's ano.
I'm lost.
Time after time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's for me.
That would be me. Yeah.
That's like the standard 90s beat, diba?
Yeah.
not slower than Gonda.
It's very I know Jay.
Yeah, it's exactly that. Yeah.
I know Jay, yeah.
I know Jay would be like, would it be nice?
Personality type late job.
I know Jay. That is my personality type. If you guys want to know my personality type, go check it out on our episode on personality types. And what's the title of that episode?
Persona.
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 There you go. So Danny, would that, I mean, other than the song, obviously, what would be your first
what is time? Thought? This time, well, for me, time, I guess, I would relate it a lot to gold. Again, but the saying, time is gold. I feel like time and money are indirectly proportional to each other.
Yeah,
so when one goes up, the other goes down. When one goes right, the other goes left. What do I mean? We spend time to make money, and we spend money to save time. What's a good example?
Good.
If we're going from here to work or a meeting, for example, and it's at a coffee shop that is walking distance, we can walk and save money, but spend time.
True.
Or we can take a Grab or an Angkas or whatever.
And money.
And spend money to save time.
Yeah.
And I think this is true for everything in life. We go to work to make money, but in exchange, we give our time.
For sure.
You know? And I think that's why between the two, on a personal note, what truly has more value is time. Because money can be made anytime, but time, once spent, is hard to get back.
You can't get it back at all.
At all, right. You know. But money spent, you can always make a way to get it back.
Yeah.
That's so true.
You can't turn back time.
So if I had the if I had the choice to spend time, I'd choose to spend time wisely and, you know, not really worry about the money. Because at least at the end of my life, I know that I spent my time wisely.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's how it's supposed to be, naman talaga, is that money is a concept, like the value of anything, right? A Bitcoin, gold, whatever. I mean, we need that to survive, right? Like, obviously.
Yeah.
But the value of time is really immense, and we don't really have a proper guide for it because you just know when you've lost it, na, and you know you can't get it back. The first part, though, I was thinking about it while you were saying it, that nowadays we have solutions for it wherein you can save both. I mean, the fact that we're doing this over the internet, right? We've created something wherein we could spend time and not have a lot of value
expenses.
That were expenses. Mm. Yeah. Having said that, for me naman kasi time is, yun nga, it's how you use it. Eh.
Mm.
There shouldn't be a trade-off if you believe that there shouldn't be a trade-off. Like time as a concept, it can be big, it can be small. It depends on how you value time. So if you value time, and this is why people ended up saying time is gold and all that, because they valued time a lot. There are people that quote unquote wasted time, and for them, they don't care. They wasted time. They did bad things in their life. They did the craziest things. And then they went on their deathbed and disappeared. They existed. They didn't live kind of thing. Depends on how you look at it. But they might have not looked at it that way, right? So for me, time is how much you value time.
I think that's how I operate. I was having a conversation with someone last night, and we got to talking about two of our favorite quotes. One of them is memento mori, memento vivere, which is remember you die, so remember to live.
Correct.
And ichigo ichie, which is like the Japanese concept of, I think,
ichigo.
Like you meet someone once, like if you know you're going to have this encounter just once in your life, how differently would you do it? You know, how would you act?
And Carpe both, diem.
Yeah, those sayings, those three, they're all based on time being something limited.
Finite.
Like it's finite in everyone's lives. And so like personally, that's how I choose to operate. That's how I choose to live. Like if you listen back to the other podcasts and stuff, I always say things like, if I like someone, I'm going to tell them, you know. Mm. Or if I don't like someone, I will not force myself to spend time with them. Because these are moments that you can't get back, or these are moments that like regret. I don't want to regret spending time with someone, or I don't want to regret not saying anything to someone and then knowing I could have spent time with them.
Yeah. That's
you know,
shoot
and
the shot.
And that's so sad sometimes when you think about it. No? Like, yeah.
Yeah. I never want to regret, like, as an example, you were talking about your parents earlier, right, Jox? There was a time before when I was a little younger, I would get annoyed every time I'd see calling pops or calling mom, like they're calling me and I'm just doing something. It's not even something super important.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That hits hard. Yeah.
But they're calling me and I'm just like, what do they want? Like, I'll drop the call and then I'll just like, I'll call you back later. I'm busy. But what am I doing really? I don't even remember whatever I was doing when I dropped the call. Sure. And then at one point, I think that was when around the time my grandfather passed away a few years ago, I was thinking, you know what? I'm never going to see that screen on my phone again, like my grandfather calling me. I was thinking, holy crud, like that's going to happen to my parents one day.
Yeah.
All those times I was so annoyed seeing that my dad was calling me or my mom was calling me. One of these days, I'm going to look for that. And I'm going to remember all of those times when I could have answered the phone, but I didn't. And I'm going to wish that I did.
Yeah.
So I feel like time for me, I didn't even think about it, but it's such a big factor in how I operate. Mm. Yep. Danny, for you, maybe time is gold. For me, I think time is love for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. You know what? I kind of like this strain. So if Danny says time is gold, Inka says time is love. If you were to encapsulate time in one word that is not time, Jaco, what would it be?
I would say time is all.
All.
Because that is our existence altogether, right? Like when we're done, we're done. We don't even know if like, in my head sometimes, I always think about like, is my point of view my only reality? And obviously when that's gone, that's gone. I know people will live on before me, but this is everything. Time is everything. Time is all. Time is the end all of my thing, at least. And if you don't realize it early and you realize it when you're kind of close to your deathbed or, you know, when things happen, then you know you can't get it back. So for me, I guess it was more like it's an end all kind of thing. Time is all.
But on the Beatles, love is all, love is you. I love that.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Love is all. I would say the word.
Also because love was taken and I was like going to be like, love.
No. The first thing I thought of, at least at this point in time in my life, time is efficiency. You know, like I remember there was one of the like really life-changing campaigns in church before. It was about time and numbering our days. In Psalm 90, it says, "So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom." And I remember back then also, like I even had a sticker that I put on my planner and stuff. So teach us to number our days, and fitting to put it on a planner, right? So I think to myself that way, like
appropriate,
I would think like, okay, we have a limited amount of time on earth. We're here for a reason, and I'm meant to honor God with all of my time. I'm meant to honor everyone around me with all of my time, honor myself with my time. So what is the best use of my time? So that's why I think of efficiency, because again, time is limited. Age expectancy goes lower and lower every decade, right?
Yeah.
So you start to think, you know, what's really valuable? Is it the pursuit of happiness? Is it the pursuit of money? Is it the pursuit of a legacy? What is it really that is most important that shapes your calendar? For me, if it isn't in my calendar, then it probably isn't very important either. If something's important to me, then I'm going to make time for it and I'm going to schedule it out. And I'm also going to allot buffering time.
Yes.
30 minutes, an hour before, maybe after. Because like,
you want to be absolutely in it, right?
Yeah.
It's important to you.
You know, so that's where like concepts also like, I guess, batching.
What?
Batching, you know, like grouping. Yeah. So for example, like if I'm going to shoot one video today and I'm already, you know, fixed up and my camera set up and everything, then I might as well shoot other videos too. Because it's like I'm being efficient with my time.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, right? I do that too. Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Okay. Right. So jumping off of that, I'm going to dive right into Rico's question. Since time is efficiency for you, how can you say if time is wasted?
If it's not efficient.
If it's not love.
If it's not all. But that's true. I think my favorite quote on this would be by John Lennon. And he said, like, time you enjoyed wasting was not wasted or is not wasted. And I love that.
It's
beautiful because it goes back to pretty much what I was saying earlier na parang, how do you value time? I regret not spending time with the right people, that you've spent it with the wrong ones. And that's when it's wasted. That's when, like, I wish I had that back so I can have more time with friends, with family.
Yeah, with people who matter more. I think that's why I like to tell people off the bat what I want. For example, let's put it in like a relationship frame, right? Yeah. I tell someone, I like you. I want to spend more time with you. I want to get to know you. So they already know. So it doesn't waste time. If it isn't in the cards for them, then we can both move on much quicker and spend time with the people that we really want to spend time with, who have similar goals. You know what I mean?
It's more efficient.
It's more efficient. It's more love.
We save money, diba? Mahal mag-date, diba?
Everything.
Mahal mag-date, hindi kaya mura yun.
True.
It's true. You know.
That's true. Wow, yeah.
And that's all. That's all, folks.
And that's all.
Thank you for listening to this episode.
You can find us online. Thank you.
All right, done.
Yeah, why? Why do we have to submit to the 1 hour episode? Time is flexible.
We covered everything.
Time is what we make out of it. Did you have much value with it? Then that is our episode.
Efficient. Yeah. If we decide.
Who's to say this
episode
wasn't an hour?
Anything else to add on this before we move on to the next question?
How can you say if time is wasted?
I mean, you define what it is, right? Like, what do you waste?
Yeah,
right?
I think it's a personal thing.
Jaco said that there are ways that you can save both, saving both time and money. On the opposite end of the spectrum, there are ways you can spend both, you know? And
correct.
I guess when both are spent, that's when you wasted it.
Yeah, because you didn't have, you weren't able
make
to save
money,
one
but
other.
You spent your time, you were supposed to have made money, but you know, that's why
that's a good measure. Yeah.
It's a good quick measure of it. Because it is true.
Yeah. So that's
kung lugi ka sa pareho, diba?
Exactly. Pwede naman, I spent ganito ganyan, pero okay lang kasi I got there faster or yun na nga, I saved this much time doing it, diba?
Yeah.
I don't have time to cook my own meal and I just ordered, what do you call this? The meal plans, diba?
Yeah.
Which are more expensive, but I save time from cooking, you know?
True.
You always have a trade-off, and if you don't, and you lost both, then maybe you did waste your time.
Or you know what? It's more like if you didn't get anything of value. So if you spend time with your family, anything that you do with them is, for me, like if you do something with friends, family, you're always learning, living, loving, enjoying.
You're getting
any one
back.
Of those, diba? You're
and
getting
value
something
is
back.
Relative.
And value, yes,
pero like, so whatever it is that you feel is worth something. So if you get that back, then obviously you've got a return of investment.
Yeah, because even if you spent time watching a horrible movie and money.
But if you're with people you like.
If you're with like a really cool date and you had fun laughing at that movie anyway, I mean.
I have one, a perfect example. Yeah. Me and Mira wanted wine and I think it was 2 or 3 a.m. Basta late na and all of the groceries were closed and we didn't want to go to the convenience store. So we ordered via this online site that you can order drinks on, right? Sure. And then we ended up not drinking that night. So the wine was just in the ref. Then we went to the groceries the next day and we found out that that wine was like on 50% off.
Oh.
So we had bought the wine like twice the price that we would have just gotten if we just bought it downstairs. But then I thought about it, but we did get it at a time where we did want to drink, right?
Yeah.
And we did get it straight away without having to go out to look for it, you know? So essentially that money was spent on the convenience and the awkward time of getting that drink. We wasted it because we didn't drink it at that time.
Mm.
When it would have been like
when it would have been the peak
worth
your now.
But
that's interesting.
That's good.
Okay lang kasi we paid for that value which we chose not to use.
All
right. For me, how can you say if time is wasted? I would say it depends on your mission too. Like if you're sent out on a mission and you don't fulfill the objectives of that mission, then technically you wasted that time, right?
Wasted it.
True.
So for example, let's say I'm the ambassador to the Philippines and I am sent on a mission to the US to attend some very important meeting regarding Philippine and American relations, right? So I take my trip to the US as the Philippine ambassador and instead of going to the meeting, I go sightseeing and I see the Grand Canyon instead. I've always wanted to see the Grand Canyon. So, you know, check on my bucket list kind of thing. And oh, while I'm here, let's go to New York and enjoy myself. Sabagay, how often am I in the States? Or
might
whatever?
As well.
Yeah, but if I totally miss the meeting and I miss the objective and I don't complete the objectives of that mission, then I wasted my country's time, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
if you think about yeah, the repercussions.
Did
also,
you enjoy your sure, time yeah. in the Grand Canyon and in New York?
This is a whole different topic together.
Yeah.
So whose time is more important?
No, but that's yeah,
whose time is more important? Oh, the country's time?
No, but
yours. That's obviously good, it's your own.
But there you go. That's kidding. That's also another for me. That's
for legal
another,
reasons. That's a joke.
Yeah,
for yeah, me, for that's, legal reasons. Obviously, the time of the country is very important, and that is what we're
for me. Yeah. The important thing also is, parang with time comes recognizing authority.
Mm. Oh.
Mm, that's good.
That's and
because like if you think that you are the main authority in your life, then you will also have a total disregard of everyone else's time.
Because, that's so true.
Because
that is
only
true.
My time
that
is
that
worth
is very
it.
True.
And that's also me guilty of why I'm always late.
Because you're the authority.
In my head,
you're better
like,
than
my
everybody else.
I'm not gonna spend time in traffic, get to the venue early, only to wait for everyone else to get there. Diba?
Like, no, everyone when waits I for
could,
me.
Yeah.
When I could get there 5 minutes late, at least everyone's there already and I'm not wasting time.
Yeah. Correct.
You interesting.
Know. Yeah.
But the problem is yeah. everyone has that mindset.
Mm. Correct. This is why we create authority, actually. We create authority because yeah. there has to be control of an unlimited amount of thought, right? Like yeah. we have to have a cap. Actually, I noticed that with Just. Like, he's very prompt. He's very someone that, hey, look, I don't want to waste anyone's time. I don't want to waste my time. And that's an agreement between people. So I guess time is yeah. also agreed upon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a great point, Jess. That's a very great point.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you. But Golden asks, they say that time heals all wounds, but doesn't time just dull the pain?
You know, man.
Okay, we jump back into the love spectrum. Okay, okay. Golden, first of all.
This time, I'm not gonna.
Doesn't it just dull the pain? Whoa, my gosh. Okay.
Golden, are you okay?
Yeah, yeah. Golden, I was just gonna say, okay? Like, parang she's been very active in other stuff, but like always goes back to something like this. Ikaw, Just, let's start with you. You ended it the last time. Time heals all wounds, but doesn't it just dull the pain? It doesn't have to be love, I guess. It could be failure, you know.
Oh yeah, that's true. She didn't say like could be, yeah, the pain of the heart.
Yeah. But it is obviously that. You know, yeah. It is obviously
that. You know, I would even throw it in the realm of distraction. Because okay. like when you give yourself a lot of time, you give yourself a lot of time to be distracted from what's hurting you, right?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if you distract yourself enough, especially with productive things, I don't know, you enroll in a new class or something like that, make new friends.
That's why people go to the gym when they're heartbroken.
Yeah, true.
Like that's everyone's first go-to.
Yeah. So I don't know, at least to me, I've always found that with regard to heartbreak, it's distraction from heartbreak. And until I find something else that I'm more passionate about than my ex.
Yeah.
There you
yeah.
go. I think yeah. I totally agree. I just want to bounce in because that's perfectly how I was thinking it. I really read it again and I was giving it some thought. I think it's related to, well, at least for me, betrayal. Not exclusive to ano, love, eh? But then in business relationships.
Yeah.
Diba? Basta betrayal in itself. I think that's the most hurtful things because when you give trust and that trust is betrayed, that's the most painful, at least for me.
Oh yeah, that's so true.
That's the most painful. And you know, that's what I think the quote is talking about, is that time heals all wounds. I think that's the wound that it's talking about in particular, that it's healing, right? And yeah. I feel like some of my wounds in that sense have healed and I'm done with it. But I feel like it's only done once you've chosen to close that chapter. And some of those wounds are older than the others, at least for me. Eh?
Mm.
Some of the more recent open. Wounds yeah. have healed already. But some of the older wounds still hurt, you know?
For sure.
And it's right. Justin just said that until you find something you're more passionate about.
Yeah.
I think that's the only time those wounds actually completely heal.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
can close the book and move on.
Let's say it's in terms of a romantic relationship, right? Because I'm one of the people who would say that a romantic relationship is not the pinnacle of, it is not the number one thing to attain in
end
this
all,
life.
Be all.
Yeah, it's not right, the end all, right. be all. So having said that, let's say my ex broke up with me or something like that, I should be okay with it.
I should because okay it's not your end all be all goal.
Yeah. I'm hurting right now.
The value that you put on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Hurting right now. Obviously, like I invested a lot of time into this relationship, all my resources, right, into this relationship. And then it's gone. So obviously there's time to grieve. But like, if it isn't for you, then it isn't for you. There's most probably something better. No, there is something better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Because like, I think that's where I was at before. I just wanted to have a good, healthy relationship. I just wanted to have like a very successful relationship. And that was like my end all, be all goal when I was younger. Mm-hmm. It's just to be successful in this.
Yeah.
And so when that didn't pan out for me, I was utterly devastated because it was almost like, what am I if I'm not working towards this goal? And like all the time that I wasted down the drain in a span of a day, it was gone. But now I feel like I have a different mindset in life and it doesn't even matter so much to me. I mean, it does. Of course it does.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great feeling. But I have other goals in my life now that I want to achieve that I wouldn't mind putting more time into. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, that's when I could really see again how valuable time really is a commodity. It's just, it's so important.
Very, yeah. It's also, it's a rule. You know what I mean? What would a basketball game be like without time limits? Like it's gone. There's, no basketball game if there's no
24 second clock, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it would change in the objective of the game, right? Like if you get it to score 20 points, the goal is to score 20 points.
Yeah.
Like now it's like, who has scored more in a certain amount of time? For me, naman, this quote, it is subjective in a sense that, to bring up Danny's point, we decide when it's time to heal. We decide when it's healed. And sometimes if you just let it and you don't decide, it will eventually heal or eventually be numbed, right? Mm. Because you're going to find something. So all of it is true. I'm looking at it as like real wounds.
Yeah.
Some people put anesthesia, right? And the way anesthesia works, it fools your mind into not receiving the pain, whatever, right? Receptors, you're not receiving the pain. But the pain is still there. I mean, it's still, pain
exists. You just don't feel it.
Yeah.
You just don't feel it. It's the same thing as like these like ancient kind of guys, you know, the people that like meditate and like, you know, you kick their balls and it doesn't hurt. You know, like, you know, and I'm just like, wow. First of all, why would you do that? Because I mean, the damage is still being done, you know, like, but you know, parang dulling the pain naman. Like, if you let things kind of just pass and you don't mind it, it will heal eventually. Or you know what? You'd just be manhid. Diba? Manhid is the romantic term locally. Diba? O manhid siya. Like, that's the beauty about time is that everything is true no matter what angle you look into it. It's just that it's great to have these discussions because then, parang as Justin said, it's kind of like respecting someone else's time. Talking about it, we get a consensus. In a way, it's still going to be different for each one of us. Time moves differently, but we have some agreements on what time is. And I guess, you know, people who were able to encapsulate and like measure time, this is the agreement. Like, okay, you know what? We will call it how many suns come out. Or it could have been different, right? Like it could have been like, oh yeah, let's measure.
It's measured
the
in
months.
Moons, actually.
Actually, lunar calendars were a thing.
I kind of want to jump to this next question, actually, by Bien. Yeah. I think, Inka, you have some thoughts on this as well, but I feel like it's related to this topic right now.
Yes.
From Bien. Bien asks, do you often think that sometimes time gives pressure in our lives? Everything is on schedule, meetings, deadlines. You have to be on time or else you'll be late and you'll miss an opportunity, etc.
As a woman, this is the reason why I wanted to answer this. As a woman, yes, absolutely. I feel like men don't have, and I'm not saying this as like a gender thing, whatever, just as a biological thing, men don't have the same pressure as women because you guys never had the pressure of a biological clock, you know?
We're not the same anyway.
Yeah, which is apparently not as bad as society's made it out to be because, you know, medicine has changed so many things. Mm-hmm. But still, you have no idea how many comments I get about like, oh, you're in your 30s? Don't you want to get married? Do you have kids? It's like, excuse me? Like, ayaw magkaanak. Parang, why are you asking me this? And these are complete strangers. And for people, it has become normal for them to ask a woman about their time. Oh, you're 30. Aren't you old? And I'm just like,
aren't
no.
you old?
I am not.
How dare you?
I am not. Like, I am as healthy as I ever was. I'm probably healthier now than I was in my early 20s. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm healthier. I am stronger. I am of a more sound mind. And I look exactly the same as I did when I was 24.
Can do, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I stopped aging.
I was there.
At yes, you were. I look exactly the same, if not, I would even say better, because time becomes me. I would say personally, time becomes me. I like wearing time. It looks good on me. I have learned to really work well with it. Maybe it's because I don't fear it, because so many women subscribe to that. You're 30 already. Why are you dressing that way? Or like, people believe that they should act a certain way once they go past the threshold of a certain age. Oh, I'm 30. I have to act like an old person now. No, who says? Who says? Yeah. Everyone says. But like, look at the people who do not subscribe to that. Mm. Everyone thinks they're younger than they actually are. So going back to our first question, but on what is time? It's man-made. Like, it exists, of course, but like the measurement of it is man-made. So it's so relative. And that's why I feel like this question holds just a little bit more weight for
more
women
timelines.
because everything is on a schedule. Like, society expects women especially to follow a schedule. At 25, you're supposed to already have found the love of your life. At 28, you're supposed to already have your first child. And for guys, you guys have that too. Like, I should have enough money to support a family.
Sure. Yeah.
I should be able to ganyan, all that stuff. But the timeline is it's a little looser for you guys, because you can have children well into your
70s,
80s.
So it's so different. This isn't just about work. When I saw this question, this isn't just about work. Like, deadlines.
True.
When I saw meeting deadlines, it's not like a professional thing. It's a lot of it is like a personal weight.
True. I mean, like, let's go back to relational really quick, right? Like, if you've been in a relationship for about 3 to 5 years, then everyone's going to start asking, oh, 3 to 5
kailan
years
na
kayo? Kailan na?
Yeah.
Diba? Kailan ang kasal? Diba? So that's...
Are you speaking from experience?
So,
maybe,
so
I don't know. Years, kailan na?
Like, ano, get Justin, off me,
kailan na ba?
Like, he's actually on you. Oh, kailan na kasal?
Ano ba dito?
Diba? No, like most things, diba? Like, you can choose to age like fine wine. With time, you can be better and not worse. Like,
there's also acceptance. I know people that are choosing to age like fine wine, and it's just not working.
Oh,
you know, like,
okay. True, that's true.
Like, oh, no.
So this one, man, when I was thinking about it, I remember Justin's point about we're not the only ones, right? I always have loved the idea of, like, you know, time you enjoyed wasting is not wasted. But then that's also being selfish in a way, because it depends on what that context is. Mm. If you are wasting someone else's time, but you enjoyed wasting their time, that's also not right, right? So there has to be a little bit, some form of pressure. There has to be some form, because we are living in a society. If we're living alone in the woods, don't have pressure. Like, geez, don't believe whatever. But if you are interacting, you go to work, you go to the mall, you go meet up with people, you do a podcast with friends, right? Like, there is some sort of pressure that has to be there, because your space of reality kind of Venn diagrams with, like, someone else's.
Intersection, yeah.
So there's that. And even ako, like, I have to learn that, because I'm horrible with that. I like looking back to see how far I've come and go like, yeah, that worked. But then there might have been people you accidentally stepped on along the way, because, like, you were so focused on you.
Do you think that sometimes time gives pressure in our lives? I would answer this question this way also. Like, actually, Jaco said that there is a good amount of pressure too, right? Like, there's good that can come from that. Especially if you're talking about work. The fact that we're recording right now, like, we scheduled that. If we didn't schedule, then this recording wouldn't happen at all. And, like, I remember one of the main tips in becoming a content creator, let's say on YouTube or whatever, is just to have a schedule and keep it. No matter what happens, I'm going to upload something,
100%.
For example, on Thursday. Every Thursday, I have a video, whatever. And then it's that schedule that, again, it shapes your calendar. It shapes what you do with your time, because, okay, I got to meet this deadline. I got to meet this schedule. So there are good things that come from this pressure too.
Yeah, like it helps propel you forward to things you feel like are worthy of your time, these goals that you want to achieve.
How about to close this and wrap it all up? Let's answer the question, why do people say time is so powerful? I would take it to a different direction. I'd say time is what gives power. Time is what gives power. Time is not what is powerful, but instead it is what gives power. Like what you give time to is powerful to you.
That's
We give time to our loved ones. We give time to our businesses, to our career ventures, to our friends. And because we give time to those things have power over us. And it's our choice to give that power to those things.
I am going to have to agree with Danny on that, because everything you pay attention to, everything you give time to, shows that it has power over you.
Yes.
Like, let's put it in the context of haters online. You've got haters who will not stop just spewing hate towards like these specific personalities or influencers that they don't like.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, no, they'll spend their days just like tweeting about whatever this person tweeted because they don't like it. And then I remember I was kind of fed up with it at one time and I tweeted, you know what? So many people always say, and daimong time. It's a phrase that people throw around very casually. Daimong oras, daimong time, no? Mga ganyan. It's a condescending phrase. But when you think about it, it's true because all these haters have so much time. And instead of using that time to better themselves or go into something that'll make them happy, instead they choose to spend that time to dwell on hating on somebody. It's not going to enrich their lives. It is not going to enrich the life of that person that they're hating on because they're not actively trying to change the mind of this person. They just want to go out and hate them, you know?
Correct.
And they're spending all that time to what end? Diba? Like, what is the point of this hate? And then when you think about it, that influencer or these influencers have so much power over these haters because whatever haters will spend their days just like watching out for what this person is going to say.
Mm.
They're going to make that ruin their entire day and they're going to rant about it.
Yep.
Time is so powerful when you think about it that way.
Mm.
So I absolutely agree with Danny. It's powerful in a sense that what you give time to, you have power over you. So again, going back to my first answer, I will choose to give time to love because I want love to have power over me. Nux.
Mm. No, I think that's a great way of encapsulating it. Yeah. Like, I mean, yun nga, if you spend time on haters, you're also wasting your own time.
Exactly.
They are already wasting theirs. So, you know, it says a lot about how a person spends their time. I think for me naman, time is so expensive. There's a favorite quote that I have. It's time is what we want most, but what we use worst.
Mm. Oh,
and
yeah.
And for me, that becomes very powerful and valuable because no one is actually using it at like the value that it should be. Everybody is always kind of either overvaluing or undervaluing time. Right. And I feel like that gives it that much power over us. And Inka just kind of encapsulated it very well, that it's what we spend it on that gives it value. It's how we use time that gives it value and gives it power. If you spend time bettering yourself, working out, being positive, it does something to you that makes you look, even like to other people, look all powerful. Like, wow, you look great. Wow.
Yeah. Look at Lon Lon.
Si parang Elon. Elon Musk, yes.
Oh, okay. I was like, who's Lon Lon? I was like, who's Lon Lon? Okay, like Elon Musk, like I know not a lot of people agree with him sometimes, but look at how he built from literally moving backwards, you know. And the funny part, like one meme is like how he brought his hairline forwards, like it's probably the most. Like, same with Bezos, but they just look better. But it goes back to Danny's point. People are saying it's because they have a lot of money. It's because they spent their time.
How do you think they got to that? Yeah.
And then they're going to be like, it's given to them. There are people with a lot of money, like football players. Like they make millions and millions, but they lose all of it because it's of like financial education, whatever, right? Yeah. So it doesn't follow, right? Like it doesn't follow. There are billionaires who become millionaires, who become zero, lose all their money. There are people that made use of their time, made use of their money, and had a better mindset for it, and they became better. They invested in both, as Danny was saying. They invested in both the time and money. I have friends that, well, now I look like a hermit, but like, you know, they're, you know, obviously that this is just like me spending no time to go to like anything, to barbers or whatever. But but I mean, normally everybody's like, what? You don't look that age. And I'm like, yeah, it's because I choose to spend my time not thinking about crazy stuff that would turn my hair white, or like I won't choose to spend my time with things that would be detrimental to my health or detrimental to my mental health or detrimental to that. And that's how I choose to spend my time. Yes. And so I'm better for it.
Yeah.
I spend my time to go to the gym. And I don't. I actually don't. Justin does, you know, Danny.
I like how you're I don't.
I learned how to intermittent fast, and that is more than enough for me. Although I am a weakling. Like, I'm like carrying Jacob and I'm like, I'm so tired. It's been 10 minutes.
Time. But like, you can do it.
Yeah, but with time, you can do it. But yeah, that's my thing. Time is what we want most, but what we use worst. That in itself is a powerful thought. Justin, to wrap it all up.
To wrap up our time today, what have we learned? We've learned that time is love. Time is gold. Time is efficiency. Time is all of these things and more. And less, depending on who you're asking.
But Justin, seriously though,
why do people say time is powerful? I would say they say it's powerful because it is. For me, I think about, well, two-pronged answer, right? When you hire employees, for example, what you're doing is you're leveraging your time. Because we all have 24 hours a day. But let's just say, theoretically, that we don't need to sleep and we're working 24 hours a day. If I hire someone to work 24 hours a day for me, then technically I have 48 hours, right?
True. Correct. True.
And even more, then I have all these cumulative hours, all this cumulative time to achieve this task that I couldn't have done if I were just doing it myself. So time is powerful, right? Another one is, and I love this, and it's always so grounding for me. It's James 4. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that, right? So I've always lived sort of carpe diem kind of thing. Parang
YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO ruined YOLO. That, by the way. Yeah. I love that term. YOLO made it crassy.
But like this, right? They say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you don't know what tomorrow will bring. COVID has taught us that, right? Mm-hmm. How many people plan to go, you know, to a different country this year or in 2020 or whatever it is, but we're stuck at home because you don't know what tomorrow will bring, right? And so for me, we don't know. Something huge could happen tomorrow. Something huge could happen tonight, which makes the time I have right now very important. Even biblically, of course, people say that like, oh, end times, whatever, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. But it's also
zombie apocalypse.
But it's also in the Bible that no one knows, not even the Son of Man knows when everything is going to end, right? So it could. Some people think that like, I could sleep tonight and not wake up tomorrow. But technically, the world could end in the next hour. It doesn't have to be tonight. So that's why time is powerful, because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. We don't know what the next couple hours will bring, really, right?
Yeah.
So what am I doing with my time right now? Is what I'm doing important? Did I give the right honor and respect to the people who deserve that honor and respect? And did I make the most of my time? For me, that's why time is powerful.
And it could be before, right? Left, like something big could have happened yesterday. We didn't know about it. We found out about it today. You know, we acted late. It's also powerful because what did we do after? It goes both ways, but that's awesome, Just.
Thank you. So with that, with everyone that asked their questions and everything, by the way, all these questions, at least 80% of them, came from our Facebook group On Call with Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inca podcast. So do join us. We want you there. Come over.
Yes, we do.
Join the group.
Join us.
Come here.
We especially want people who will interact with us. Like, we want to hear what you have to say about our topic. Did you agree? Did you disagree? What else would you like to have heard? Where else would you have wanted us to go with the topic,
et cetera?
We want it to be a conversation, right? So do check out that group. We can't wait to meet you.
We can't wait to have you.
I-meet na natin ang mga listeners na to. But yeah, we hope we answered your questions. And I don't know, it's my hope that we value time, we make the most of time, and give time to what really matters.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good I like night. That.
Online on Instagram, it's at oncallwithjjd. You can also email us oncallwithjjd@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram as well. It's at Justin Quirino for me.
At Jaco De Leon for me.
At Danny Moini for me.
And at Inka Magnaya for me.
On call. With Justin, Jaco, Danny, and Inka.
Time.
Time.
Bye, everybody.